Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
South Carolina taking on NC State tonight. To me, this game is Chloe Kitts. This game is Camilla Cardoso. The shooting edge belongs to the Gamecocks. The scoring edge belongs to the Gamecocks. But the rebounds need to be frequent. The rebounds need to be often. The rebounds need to be consistent, start to finish, top to bottom. There's no way around it. The shooting edge belongs to NC State. The spread in this game is currently sitting at 11.5 in favor of the South Carolina Gamecocks. I think they're going to win this game. I don't have any question about this. The question I do have is, what does the rebounding margin look like? Here's some news and notes about the Wolfpack tonight. They are outscoring over the course of the season, outscoring their opponents by 13.5 points per game. They have a scoring differential of plus 502 on the season. They are averaging 73.8 points per game. That is the 47th best offense in college basketball. They are allowing, and this is one of those spots that it matters, they are allowing 60.3 per contest. That is the 79th best defense in college basketball. NC State scores fewer points in conference action than overall by about 1.5, which meant once they got into the tougher competition of the season, shocking I know, they scored fewer points, but only by 1 and some change. The step down from their out of conference into their conference was not all that dramatic. That means they are a wildly consistent basketball team. On the road, the Pack scoring 69.9 points, nice, per game. That's on the road. The Wolfpack are posting 67.8 points per contest in their last 10. That is 6 fewer points than their average for the season at 73.8 points per game. But again, don't read too much into that statistic. This is when you include 10 games that date back to the ACC tournament and, of course, through the opening rounds of the NCAA tournament. It does not shock me that any team scores fewer points when they are away from home for that long, when they are traveling to so many different sites over a one-month period, when they are on buses and airplanes and in hotel rooms. Of course, the point total is going to come down. That is no shock. For the Gamecocks, a scoring differential of plus 1,067 points on the season. They top their opponents by an average of 29.6 points per game. Now, you do have to keep in mind, that includes the two wins over Presbyterian, one in the regular season, one in the opening round of the NCAA Women's Tournament. They are putting up 85.6 points per game to rank third in college basketball. They are allowing 56 per contest to rank 17th defensively. And just so we're very clear, balance wins tournament games. The reason that Purdue is where Purdue is on the men's side. The reason that UConn, that Alabama are where they are in the men's side is because they are playing the most balanced basketball in the tournament. There is the age-old expression, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. Everybody who has ever picked up a clipboard has used that phrase in the past. The reality is, that's not true. In the tournament, it is all about balance. In the tournament, it is the higher your offensive and defensive efficiency are, the better off you are. That is why there was no world in which I was selecting Houston to the Final Four. I was not selecting Houston to the Final Four because they had arguably the best defense in college basketball, but their offensive efficiency was not good. This is why a lot of folks were out on Alabama. But a lot of folks didn't recognize some of the defensive efforts. Not every time, but some of the defensive efforts of Alabama. And once they got into the tournament, Alabama's defense took it to another level. Alabama's defense has been lights out in this tournament. That's why they are where they are. Why are the UConn Huskies a juggernaut on the men's side right now? It is because while their offense is remarkable, their defense is one of the best ones remaining right now. It stayed that way for a while. Balance wins you titles. That is why this is a Chloe Kitts and Camilla Cardoso game. Because those two need to have the paint locked down. Because those two need to be trusted by the guards on the outside so that they can play the mid-range game. NC State wants to beat you from the mid-range. They want to beat you from the free throw line. They want to beat you from the short corner. They don't want to get down there and bang on the blocks. Or at least they won't in this game. They want to beat you in the mid-range. And if they can knock you off in the mid-range, that's where you get yourself in trouble. And that's why this is on Cardoso. That's why this is on Chloe Kitts. Because they have to lock down the middle and be trusted to lock down the middle so that the guards, so that the forwards can go out there on the outside, in the mid-range, play defense in the mid-range and not let NC State get there. If NC State's going to win this game, they're going to have to win it from the three-point line. And I do not know that they have the shooters to do that. So we'll see how it plays out. The game's 7 o'clock tonight. Very excited about it.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.